I think that's IKEA's whole marketing system, is that they show you what could be done. And so you think, oh, I'm going to buy everything in this room and then my place will look like that. And
yeah, but most of that, you don't realize in the moment, is inlaid shelves and stuff that's like built into the fucking wall.
Exactly.
All this built-in stuff. And I'm like, you guys are assholes. Like, at
least, way they color the walls too.
Right. So I'm like, sell this shit. Let me put a nail on the wall and then hang your wall on my wall.
Hey, yo, what's up? Shit They Don't Tell You is a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71. Do you know that? What's funny about this?
Sorry.
You all happen to think it's very great that Studio 71 is a partnership. Okay. You think it's a joke.
I think it is. Yes, I don't think it's a joke. No, I'm serious. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. It's not a joke.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something that's real funny then. That's where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You think that's funny too?
No, that's not a joke. Again, that's not a joke. You can actually find all your favorite podcasts. You can also listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts, but we really hope you give CastBox a shot.
Because we think it's the best. No, we don't know. We don't know it's the best, but we do think it's the best.
Is that a joke?
No.
Okay, good.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Hello, my name is Steve Green, and welcome to the Shit That They Don't Tell You podcast.
I'm Nikki Limo, also co-hosting Shit They Don't Tell You podcast.
And today we have a very special episode for all of you out there who are like me, and you have no idea how to decorate anything because you basically live in a place that you fill with IKEA shit, and it has no verve to it.
Yeah.
Nikki's going to help you today
with
that.
Yeah, this is all the shit they don't tell you about how to decorate your own place, which I feel like you don't even think about until you move into your own place, and you're like, oh, wait. Shit doesn't come already decorated.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, like my parents had to do that. They had to like figure it out.
I'm like, my mom had to buy all these roosters individually to fill her whole house with.
Right. You just thought houses like basically came with roosters.
I thought they came with rooster statues that you put in every freaking crevice of the house.
Like logically, you don't think that a house comes with it. But you like don't. Once you're in a place, you're like, oh, wait, how do I even start? And I've realized a lot of my guy friends talk about this the most.
Oh, yeah, your guy friends?
Yeah, my guy friends.
You got a lot of guy friends?
Well, Nate, Mark, there's a couple in this room.
Okay.
What do you want me to call them? My brother-in-law.
You're a married woman. You have no guy friends, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's shut it down. This is about decorating.
No, this is about my personal effrontery and being stubborn.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Not my guy friends. Random.
Thank you.
Acquaintances. Like acquaintance guys. Okay. And including my husband.
Thank you.
Okay. So here's the problem. You want your house to look cool. But
I want it to look so sick.
You want it to look so sick, and you have an idea of what you want, but then
I want it to look like a Mexican restaurant.
You go into IKEA and you just buy a bunch of shit because you're like, well, I need a dresser and I need a TV console and I need a bookshelf, I guess.
Dude, my whole thing too is like, I go to IKEA, I get the, like you said, the dresser, I get the TV stand, I get the bookshelf.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
and then what happens?
I find something that I think is so sick, and I'm like, oh, dude, my whole house is gonna look like this shit. And then I just have like one cool picture, and everything else looks like fucking normal.
Wait, what's normal? Just plain?
Yeah, just like, I mean, like walk into IKEA and those displays that they have.
Yeah,
that looks like something I could never achieve compared to what I did. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mine looks like
that's
Dexter's apartment in the show Dexter. Except
I think that's IKEA's whole marketing system, is that they show you what could be done, and so you think, oh, I'm gonna buy everything in this room, and then my place will look like that. And
yeah, but most of that you don't realize in the moment. Is inlaid shelves and stuff that's like built into the fucking wall.
Exactly.
All this built-in stuff. And I'm like, you guys are assholes. Like,
and the way they color the walls too.
Right. So I'm like, sell this shit. Let me put a nail on the wall and then hang your wall on my wall. I'll fucking buy that.
A pre-built wall.
Yes. I don't care because it always looks so much better than anything I have.
Right.
I just have shitty white walls.
No, it's hard. And then the other thing is like, oh, I like, you'll go to a place and you're like, oh, I love this one thing, like you were saying, where you find one piece, and then you don't know, you do that a couple times, and now you have a bunch of mismatched things in
like
your house.
Like a fucking metal elephant for some reason.
Like you have, and you have like,
and
a,
I'm like, what do I do
you
with
got
this?
A black sofa, and then you got like some red table, and then you got like some vintage-ass like rattan chairs.
And then you get those those like beach ball lights, the fucking white beach balls, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's just like, man.
The little like Asian like
this light, is not style. It's like eclectic weirdness.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's what the epitome of a college house looks like. Like you that's when you move out for the first time with a bunch of roommates, and all of you are kind of like, I don't know, here's my shit and here's your shit, and we'll just put it all together.
Dude, I had a white IKEA table, coffee table with Horton for so long when we first moved in. And then I put it out on the curb and I was like, this will be gone quick. This is a great little table. It was there for like 7 months.
Oh my God. And just
everyone's like, I'm not fucking picking up this shitty fucking little thing.
You pay me to pick that
up. Yeah, this shit's like 10 bucks at IKEA, dude. This is like the fucking base model.
Yeah, and in LA, like that's pretty crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
Usually things go.
Shit disappears
immediately.
Quick. Even Christmas trees, you put it outside and it's gone. I'm like, what are people doing with a fucking Christmas tree, dude? A fucking yellowy Christmas tree's gone? Like, what happened?
And by the way, I'm not like knocking IKEA at all. In fact, I will show you how you could shop at IKEA and make shit work
for you. No, I just wish that you could like make your house really look like an IKEA thing. Like,
yeah,
like
no,
the
totally.
Display.
Well, they send you that catalog and like you can get ideas from it for sure. I would keep that catalog if you want to shop at IKEA, but. So yeah, no one really tells you like, here's how step by step you can decorate your house. And yeah. So I totally get it. I feel like when I moved out, my only goal was to make it not look like a college house because I grew up in a college town and I went to a lot of college house parties. And I was always so scared about living on my own because I thought I would live in a house that didn't feel like home. Because that's kind of what it feels like to me is like, yeah, this is a house, but it's not a home. Like there's no warmth here. It's not like my mom's folded fresh laundry. Like the towels aren't nice. Everything is just like mismatched and it felt dirty and it felt like
it was always dirty.
Not home.
Dude,
yeah.
I didn't even think about washing my own sheets too, because you know your mom does that for you and yeah. Shit. Like when I first moved out, washing my own sheets, I was like, wait a minute, I got to do this. And this chick that I was with at the time, she was like, what the fuck?
Ew.
Yeah, you have to wash your sheets. What are you talking about?
So how long had it been until you met
know.
That
I don't
chick.
Even know.
Dude, and you sweat a lot in your sleep.
I'm a sweater.
Yeah.
I'm a dirty boy.
Yeah. Well, you're not dirty. You just sweat a lot.
No, I know, yeah.
To the point of, like, I'm betting you had white sheets and they were probably yellow when she
Yeah, they weren't
over.
Quite. They didn't discolor or anything, but it was just kind of nuts. You know how you can, the texture on those things?
Yeah.
When you wash them is so nice, but
oh, yeah.
After it's been a while, you're like, dang.
It's all, like,
it's like crumbly weirdness.
And, like, waxy. It's,
yeah,
like, kind of waxy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gross.
You don't slide into bed. You sort of dig into bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not good.
So my one goal when I moved out was to not have it look like that. And I think I did that pretty quickly. If I have my mind set on something, I do as much research as possible and try to like get as much information as I possibly can before starting. And I did have some help because like my mom went with me to Bed Bath & Beyond and we picked out stuff together. So that was cute. But I feel like I've picked up a lot of things along the way that I think would help people. And I am by no means an expert at all. I don't know anything about interior design and I'm not going to tell you some crazy things. I've watched a lot of interior design videos, but I'm not like we just had a guest on here, Chia Hapte, that got a degree in interior design, and I'm not like that at all. But
yeah, but she's
some...
just bitched about the dishes the whole time. I'm like, how about you tell me about something about how to decorate?
Well, I'm here for you.
Okay, thank you.
But not as an expert, just as a person. And the reason she didn't go into interior design is because she said that she didn't want to decorate in other people's styles, which is
I
the
know
first.
That. I'm just breaking her balls.
I know, but that's actually the first topic that I'm going to talk about.
Got it.
So here's how I would approach living in a brand new place if I had no decorations or nothing in my house yet.
Okay.
And you could also do this if you already have some stuff, but if you were just say you're starting over from scratch, I would go find your style first. So Chia said that she couldn't decorate other people's houses because they weren't her style. Or she could decorate them if they were her style, not if they weren't. And that's really important to know what your style is. And a lot of people, I think that's their first problem, is that they don't really know what their style is. It's just like clothes, where you don't know what your style is until you kind of experiment around and have people show you different ways and kind of like have an idea of what you're going for. So to do that, there's different styles. There's like vintage, farmhouse, industrial, bohemian, mid-century. There's a lot of like categories and labels for things that'll sound like a foreign language at first. Like
I only know bohemian off of those things.
Yeah, like for me, I knew what I liked when I saw it, but I didn't know what it was called. And so the first thing I did when, like, for example, I just did this last year when we were moving into our house because it was a completely different style of place than our apartment was. Okay. So I was, like, looking up stuff that would look good in our particular house.
Which is mid-century modern. I'm kidding. No, I don't even know what that means.
Don't confuse people.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so what I did was there's a lot of resources now that you can do, like Instagram and Pinterest. Go, if you're on Instagram or Pinterest, go look up hashtags. Like, look up, like, I started by just, I didn't even know how to, like, where to start. So I started with Pinterest, and I went and I just looked up, like, what did I look up? Dream bedroom. I looked up dream bedroom, dream living room, dream house, because I wanted to see, like, what a nice looking place looked like just right off the bat.
You can see a picture of, yeah, an example of what you
want. And then I just started saving pictures that into an album, like, because you can, so you could separate it by category. So I saved them into an album called Home, and it was just like pictures of ideal places that I liked. And then after a while of doing that, I realized that I kept like saving the same types of places, like the same style of places. And I looked at the tags under those, and those were all mid-century modern tags, or they were bohemian tags. Or,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
You have bohemian in our home?
Yeah, I have. So I have like a bohemian eclectic mid-century vibe. It's like merged all.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like eclectic is like, you know, a word for a bunch of styles combined. Yeah. So it's like, it's not just mid-century, because that to me was too neutral. And then bohemian is too wild and out there.
I like modern, man.
Yeah, so it's like mid-century modern is like the style, but then a little like accents of bohemian. So like hanging plants and a lot of macrame shit, yeah, like that kind of stuff. Yeah, like that kind of thing. So then I started looking up the tags underneath the pictures that I had saved. And then looking at those tags, I found so many more specific examples of what I actually like. And I got to know my style through the tags, which makes it so much easier than when I first moved out to my own place, when we didn't have that on the internet. We didn't have like all these hashtags and categories and Pinterest and Instagram. We didn't have any of that. So it's so much easier now, especially if I just want to change up a room. I'll just like look up pictures of that type of room, and then it will narrow down into a specific style that I want for that room.
And for me, I just buy something that I think looks quote sick or quote tight, and then I try to make the room happen around that.
Right. Well, I'm going to get to that actually, but I don't think you ever succeed in making the room happen around
it. Thank you very much.
I think that's your particular problem.
I thank you.
Yeah. So I'm going to help you fix that, but hopefully. Or I could just take over.
Well, I have a cool pizza light, so that's number one.
Yeah, I bought that for you.
And then, yeah, and then we can maybe figure it out.
Yeah. So what I would suggest if you're trying to figure out how to decorate your place.
I am.
Is you're not, because
I want to decorate my office.
Right. Okay. So this will be a good experiment for you, yeah, then, for your office.
Okay.
Go onto Pinterest or Instagram and look up office decor. I think it's decor. Sorry, people always make fun of the way I say that. Decor. Office decor. Look up that. Look up dream office.
Yeah, dream office.
Yeah, look up that kind of stuff. And then just start saving pictures. And I think you'll notice over a couple weeks, give yourself a couple weeks, okay, because it takes a while to like narrow it down. You'll start like having, because at first you'll have like all these different types of styles.
Yeah.
And then there's one specific one once you start going through the tags.
Okay, so I started doing, I actually went to a subreddit called Man Cave, and I was checking that shit out. And I've discovered, yeah, that pretty much what I want my office to look like is just a smoky whiskey bar.
Oh, okay. So that's probably called something. And yeah, I don't know the name of that.
I don't either.
Because like I said, I'm not an expert on like all the different types of styles. I just know the kinds that I like.
Yeah.
So I would go look up something like that, like man cave. Look up man cave.
Yeah, man cave.
Like man cave. Just look at those hashtags. Play around with the hashtags in looking up until you find pictures and images that are representing what you like. Okay.
Yeah.
So take a while, save them. Instagram has a specific thing that if you hold down the save button, and I can show you how to do this.
Whoa.
You hold down the save button and it could split it into categories.
I didn't know that shit.
I know you don't.
That's
Steve,
dope.
Steve just learned how to do Instagram stories.
I'm figuring it out.
Yeah. It's great. No, I like it. I like that you're open to learning.
I am always.
Yeah.
But I do not understand many things quickly.
So you'll find a vibe that stands out, okay? And then you can kind of define like what things in those pictures are what specifically in those pictures are making you happy.
Like, usually it's like one of those globes that opens up and then it's got like glasses in it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I like that. I like, for some reason, just like a metal airplane sitting on a fucking bookcase.
No, I know what you're talking about. I like that too.
I don't know why. I don't know why. I'm not even obsessed with planes. I'm like, I fucking think it's cool.
I actually have a really good idea for what your style would be.
Do you really?
Because I think I know you're saying gentlemen's club, whiskey, smoky whiskey lounge, yeah, like that type
like
of thing.
Like too tasteful for strippers, but we talk about strippers.
But the thing is, in our house, like none of the design supports that specific thing.
Sure.
So to...
But in my own office, perhaps.
Yeah, but I think you should lean towards a more industrial style.
Oh, what's that one?
Because you can still incorporate like those planes and those globes and yeah. stuff. So that's like the Edison bulbs, the
yes,
pipes,
I
the
like that
wood.
Shit.
And so like the metal elements that would be in a normal shelf, those are like pipe looking instead.
True.
And like those are actually really in style right now. So they're super easy to find. I just pinned one of those recently.
I was once at a Home Goods and I saw this chair that looked like a fucking pilot's seat.
Yeah, I love that
chair.
Oh,
it was so sick.
It
was made
Home
out of planes
Goods
or something.
It was Urban Home.
Urban Home, that's right.
Yeah.
Urban Home.
It was Urban Home. Yeah.
And it was made out of it looked like it was made out of the same metal that they use for planes and like the rivets and
yeah.
shit. It was sick.
So that's actually what I was going to say next is splurge on a few key items if you can. Things that you really, really love after you've defined your style. You know, like, oh, I like this specific type of style, leathery, industrial, metal, like those, mm-hmm. that kind of style. So I know I like that. Splurge on like two key elements. That like that's the first thing people notice when they walk into the room. They notice that pilot's chair. Let's say that was what you splurged on because yeah. those are kind of expensive. They yeah. were like $1,000 each or something
really,
like that.
Really?
Yeah, there was something like
I
that.
I thought they were like $500.
No, I think they were more than that.
Well, I just know I recently saw them. I was watching the Rich Eisen show mm-hmm. for some fucking reason, and no offense to him, I just got down a hole, and he has them as the guest chair. They all sit in that chair.
Oh, there you go.
Like, holy
yeah.
shit, those are those chairs
yeah,
we
yeah.
saw like fucking 7 years ago. Or something.
I thought those were so cool. Yeah. But yeah. So I would splurge on a couple key elements, like the things that people notice. So if it's a bedroom, the bed obviously is going to be the bed, or the bed and a dresser. You know, like a really nice dresser that fits your style. But just something that like when you see it, you're like, that was worth the money because
yeah.
you're going to have that for a long time. It's your style. You know that it's part of you. You spent good money on it. So it's a quality piece. It's not just going to fall apart and like you're like kind of bummed about it. It's the same thing with clothes where when you spend a little bit of extra money on like a staple item, you feel better about it when you wear it. Like something about it, like when you put it on, you just feel better about yourself.
For sure.
And that's the same thing with like pieces in
So you're saying buy like a main piece that's the more expensive piece
yeah.
and then kind of build out from there.
Like something that stands out, not just like splurging on some like basic, you know, a bench or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you could, I don't want to call a bench basic. A bench could be really nice too, but something that stands out as being very distinct of the style that you like.
Okay.
So,
like a cool coffee table or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like I've seen some where it's like, say you put a, it's like a coffee table and then underneath it is something cool.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's
I've
holding
seen those.
Up everything. Like
mm-hmm.
it's like a fucking a triangle shape or something. Or like
it's like a portal from a boat or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
kind of thing
so
like
interesting.
That. Yeah, yeah, things like that is exactly what I'm talking about. And like, take your time with that. Go to like places that you normally wouldn't shop. Go if for industrial style, like flea markets are really good for that, like the Rose Bowl flea market. Just places that you find a really unique piece that you like, you really like. You don't see it everywhere. It's like something that kind of defines you and your style for that room, and then when you look at it every day, you're really happy. Like it's
true.
That it's kind of getting cliche now because of this Marie Kondo thing, but you know, a thing that sparks joy for you.
Well, when I walk into your office, I get pretty happy because it's dope,
right?
Like it looks
Thank
great.
You.
Yeah.
And I did that. What do you think the key pieces in that office were?
I'd say your shelving,
yes,
honestly, and then the way you decorated that
yes.
with the plants and shit, like that's
100%.
Yeah,
100% the shelves and the plants.
Yeah.
So the couch for me, there's a big trundle bed that is like you see it when you walk in, and it's full of pillows. The pillows were more my style than the actual trundle bed, but the only reason I got that was a more practical purchase. The shelves and the plants are exactly what I want you to see when you walk in or notice first.
And they have the most character.
Yeah.
So that's what you're saying. It's like buy something with character and then you can kind
yeah.
of figure out where else
it has
the
essence
character matches.
Of the style. Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
And that I actually didn't spend that much money on, but I definitely put the most time into. So because I DIY'd those, which I'll get to also.
You do
you,
it
like,
yourself.
If
it.
You don't have a budget and you're like, oh, I don't have a budget. How am I supposed to splurge if I don't have money to splurge with? Well, you could splurge with time. And
yeah,
like
and
you
Pinterest,
could,
man. Like,
yeah.
shit's like fucking $15 and stuff.
It wasn't $15. I probably spent about $150. But it was a unit that if you were to buy it pre-made, it would have been a good $800.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was looking up prices for it. So yeah, like it, I didn't spend $800, but it looks like I could have.
It looks amazing.
Right. And then really the pieces on the shelves are what represent
for sure
me and what I like and the style I like and stuff like that. Okay, so I would say splurge on a few key items. And that can also be an art piece. It could be a piece, a huge hunk of art on your wall. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a furniture item. It
could be like a $500 picture of a cat that you got at an auction while you were drunk.
That was only $150, but yeah.
Okay.
Well, I fucking love that picture. And Nate loves it too. It was the first thing he saw when he walked in.
Okay.
And he was like, this is dope. And
Nate, you want a cat picture? I'm kidding.
No.
I'll
take it. Yeah, I've gotten so many compliments on that picture.
I know.
I am so happy with that. It also, like, I'll talk about this later, but it is the colors of our place. So, like, it tied together all the colors, too.
Got it.
Okay. So, that's the next thing I was going to talk about. So a good starting tip. So let's say you're like, okay, I know my style and I'm ready to go shopping, but then you get to the furniture place or the decoration place and you're like, oh shit, like, where do I even start? Start with neutrals. When you're looking for like colors in a room, a lot of people get overwhelmed. Like, well, I like this color and I like this color. And a lot of your pins might have like,
Neutral color though?
Navy. So a neutral color would be like an earthy tone, like a tan, black, white, tan. I would stay kind of away from black, but white, tan, creams, those kind of like, they don't cause much of a fuss.
Okay.
Like, and they make what happens if you have most of your things be neutral, is it makes the room look bigger. And then also it makes your accent colors really pop out. So the things that you want people to see, they'll see more easily.
That's great.
Right? So our couches, for example, or let's take our living room. The neutral colors are like a brown gray.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the floor is dark brown. And then there's like a cream a rug.
Yeah.
Right. And then you're going to pick like one or two accent colors.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's the navy blue.
The couch, yeah.
Yeah, the navy blue. And then like there's some green in the curtains and then the plants kind of reflect that green.
True.
So it's like navy blue and green. And I wouldn't have necessarily picked green as a secondary color.
It doesn't sound good on paper.
It doesn't really. No. But it's like an olivey green and it like, I don't know, since I think the olive is more neutral.
Yeah, it's not bright.
It kind of blends with the other neutral colors since it's more of an earth tone. And then the navy is like an accent color.
I find it very unoffensive. I like it.
Yeah, it's nice. And it looks like it could be expensive because the splurge item in that room is the TV console table.
Yes.
And that, it's from World Market,
it's like
but
rustic.
It looks really vintage.
Yeah,
yeah it looks rustic. Mm-hmm.
Dope.
And everything in there is kind of like a mid-century modern style, so everything kind of ties together.
And that little bench we have is blue as well, so that matches the couch.
Yeah, exactly.
So it looks like you meant for it to happen.
So then when you go out shopping, you're like, okay, my color choices are neutrals, anything neutral, cream, or white or whatever, or tan. And then I picked, you know, my two accent colors. Let's say there was blue and pink or whatever. So now you know anything you pick up has to be one in your style, which is like mid-century modern or bohemian, like I said myself. For you, it's industrial.
Yes.
Okay. So make sure one, it's industrial.
Smoky, sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And two, that it has one of your colors. In your color palette.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, it would probably be leathery colors.
Yeah, bro.
Brown or black contrast color.
Yep.
And then
I also like recessed lighting a lot. I think that's what's saying.
Yeah, recessed lighting is cool.
Like I like anything that's like kind
not,
of backlit. I kind of fucking love.
Backlit's more industrial than
yeah,
recessed
like
lighting. I would say Edison lighting is more.
Oh yeah, I like that shit.
Yeah, you like all that shit, right?
Yeah.
Then that's the thing too, is like you can have more than one style because you also like those. Those like I don't know how to describe it other than like 1990s executive styles. Like if you walk into like a CEO's office and it's like everything's like like black and shiny.
Yep, I like all that shit.
Okay, but that wouldn't be in the same room.
Okay.
So what you would want to do is pick a certain style for a certain room. because that style completely clashes with an industrial style.
I don't even smoke cigars, but I want people to walk in and be like, man, this guy smokes fucking a fuck ton of cigars, dude. This guy probably got a humidor in here, and maybe I will.
Yeah.
And maybe I will.
See, I like that style better than the like the gold and black like yeah. style.
That's, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm way more into that style now. When you met me, I was more into the gold and black.
Sure, but, sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad it kind of shifted.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's more like... like metals and like not shiny metals,
yes.
Like the unpolished metals and the
steel
like,
and
yeah, steel aluminum. And maybe a little bit of rust for character,
for sure.
That kind of stuff. I like old timey typewriters. I've always been into that, and
yeah.
That kind of fits that style too.
For sure.
Plus, you're a writer, so I would do like industrial shelving, and then like have like an old typewriter up
oh,
there,
baby.
Like things that represent you and what
you
do.
Get me.
But
you're talking
also
dirty
that
to
style.
Me now.
See,
I like this.
I'm helping.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. So, yeah, save your pictures. Then have your pictures on your phone while you're in the store so that if you pick up an item, you're like, I really like this. Does it work? And then, you know, compare it to your pictures that you have saved. And it's like, would this fit in one of these rooms?
That's
if it
tight.
Doesn't, then don't get it because it'll end up sticking out. You won't know quite why the room isn't working.
I want a fucking heat poster too.
I don't. Okay. Yeah, sure.
That'd
sure.
Be sick.
Just make sure it's in like a cool frame.
Okay. You like, guys seen the movie Heat from the 90s? It's super sick with De Niro and Pacino. That'd be so sick.
By the way, he also has a massive Die Hard 2 poster.
Die Hard 3. Die Hard
the
Vengeance
sorry.
Poster.
I don't
and it says Think
up.
Fast, Look Alive, Die Hard on
yeah.
it. It's so
and
sick.
And it's in like a really cheap Target frame. Like not. I don't even
very
think it, Target
cheap.
Is like giving it too much. I think Walmart.
It was Target.
It was Target?
Yep.
Okay, Target back in the freaking early
2000s. Target move. Yeah, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Had that frame for longer than I've been with you.
Yeah. Yeah. That
it's very
is
very sentimental now.
It
Don't
shows.
You throw it away.
It shows.
Don't you throw it away.
Okay. So, yeah. So you have, I would say it's probably best if you're first starting out to have your couches, the big items be a neutral color, like a cream or something. And then you can choose like accent pillows that are the color that you want. And like little like items that go on the coffee table and like the curtains.
I don't know if I need accent pillows, but I hear you. I'm with you.
You wouldn't want like a leathery accent pillow?
Oh, that could be. That sounds dope.
Yeah.
I didn't know that exists. That's
yeah,
so sick.
Yeah, and that actually would help you because the couch that Steve has currently in his office was supposed to go in my office.
But it couldn't
and didn't
fit up
fit.
The stairs.
Yeah.
And so like all things Steve, my shit gets invaded by Nikki's shit.
No, but I asked if it would be okay.
No, it's fine.
Because we needed a guest sofa and it's a pull-out sleeper sofa and I read such good reviews from it that we wanted to keep that. But we can always do like a slip cover that covers that, or you could decorate, you could have like accent pillows that, because we kept it neutral. You can really transform it into whatever
you want. I was thinking
we
could cover it in mirrors, and then it looks like it's not there at
nope,
all.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Not an option.
Okay, cool. All right. We'll be right back after this special word from a very special place. Thank you.
Just one word.
Yeah. They just have one word to say. That's all they.
Oh.
That's all they bought for ads. Yeah.
That's very generous.
Yeah. The word is ukulele. Thanks for sponsoring ukuleles. Get a uke.
Oh, I love ukuleles.
Yeah. You got to get a uke today. They're trying to make a comeback. They're not just Hawaiian.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, hope you're enjoying this break. And also, hopefully you're subscribed on CastBox, because even though you can listen to our podcast on any app, we hope that you're listening to it on CastBox because that's the best one.
And why don't you give us a break and only use the CastBox app when you're listening to our show? I mean, you could listen to it on iOS or Android. And that's totally chill. But you'd be really giving us a break because we're on break.
None of what you're saying makes sense because they can listen to CastBox on iOS and Android. It's not mutually
Listen,
exclusive.
I don't know how it works. I don't have all the information. I just happen to know that I think it's really great.
Okay, well, great. Good for you. Also, if you can rate and review us, it really helps people find our podcast, and we'd really appreciate it.
I give Nikki an 8 out of 10.
Please excuse Steve, and please like us.
Always room for improvement.
We're trying our asses off. All right. The next thing, if you're keeping track and you're going through this list right now, is I would get some plants. I think that plants completely transform a room. And if you don't have a good green thumb or you think like your plants might die, you can opt for either less needy plants, plants that don't need a lot of light.
No, get fake plants.
Well, that's the other thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the other option. They make really good fake plants.
Get silk plants or fake plants.
Yeah, you could do that.
Plastic plants.
You could do that.
Go to Michael's. Go to the fake plant aisle. It's pretty good.
I will say that I feel a difference when there's like real plants involved, but I understand.
I will say I don't even notice that shit.
I know you don't.
Other than there's like some shine on it that maybe doesn't exist with the fake ones. That's about it.
It's a feeling, but I know you like Vegas and you like fake shit. Fake shit that looks like real shit, that is Steve's shit.
That's absolutely my shit.
We'll get you some fake plants for your
thanks,
office.
You're the best.
It doesn't get any sunlight anyway, so
exactly.
You couldn't even have plants there.
It gets
there.
Negative sunlight,
yeah,
if anything.
So I'll get you like a nice little fake plant in an industrial looking pot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Also, if you're like, oh, well, this all sounds good and nice, but I don't have much of a budget. Okay, here are some good budget places that I go to, especially when we moved into a new place that was like twice the size of our last place.
Yes.
And so it's like, oh, shit, I need furniture items for all these rooms.
Yes.
But I don't have a budget to completely redecorate an entire place. So I would get the like bigger items at places like Wayfair, Overstock. All Modern.
Overstock is dope.
Yeah.
Overstock even takes crypto. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It's pretty cool.
But so that way, you're doing these bigger items for less of a budget, and you can always replace them later. Like after a couple years, you're like, I don't really like this bed that we bought from Wayfair or whatever. I want to splurge on like a nice Z Gallery bed or something like that. Then you can replace it later, but at least you had a bed.
Dude,
like
when I think of Z Gallery anything, I think of something that's got crystal all over it.
I love Z Gallery.
It's funny, man. It's all silver, crystal, yeah. Fucking gold shit.
Yeah, it's not my style at all. It's very glammy.
Yeah.
That would be the glam style.
It's like nightclub decor.
Yeah. My cousin is all about the glam style.
Yeah.
So if you like chandeliers and like
glass.
Really like, yeah, expensive looking shit, velvets and stuff like that.
Shit
which
that
I
looks
love.
Like you could never ship.
I like it. It just doesn't work in any apartment or house I've ever been able to afford.
Sure.
Like if you don't have like an oppulent looking place, it just seems... Like,
out of place.
It seems really
it
out of
does,
place.
It does.
Yeah.
I've seen that too.
I mean, there's little tricks that you can do if you're really good about it. Like you could paint your wall a dark accent color, like a black or something, and that makes it look bigger or it makes it not. Black doesn't make something look better, bigger, but it makes it look more like opulent.
During my improv days, we went to a guy's house who we all hired a coach and we all went to this guy's house. He had just a normal looking place with a fucking coffee table that looked like piano keys.
So
it was what the hell?
He bought like a really expensive splurge item, but then he had like a bachelor bed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It was like amazing.
See, that's the problem. So I would say like more.
It looked weird.
Exactly. More important to fill out the room in like a cohesive style that's on more of a budget from like one of these sites than to try to like one by one put together an expensive item and have like nothing else in the room.
Pretty bizarre.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, you're right. And now that I think about it like that, I'm like, dang, I do remember things like that.
Yeah.
Where it looks odd.
It looks out of place.
But when you're buying
when
that,
you're
so excited. You're like, this is so sick. I'm going to make my house look so sick with this piece.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, dude, what's going on with this place?
Yeah. What's going on with you?
Yeah, right.
Let's talk about you.
He's like, I'm a music guy. And it's like, well, it only shows in one particular place. And it's really loud, too. It's loud. It's a loud statement. Just to have in one place.
Yeah. So I think that if he had like some bigger items that were maybe neutral items, he could have that. And then he could kind of like pick some accent items like pillows or something.
Yeah.
Or artwork or something that like kind of looks similar vibe to that piece. That's what I would do.
Totally.
So yeah, good budget sites, Wayfair, Overstock, All Modern. If you really like that mid-century modern look, a lot of people love that look. I love that look. All Modern is a really good place. I think it's owned by Wayfair, but it has all that style. Rugs. Guys, rugs transform a room.
It's true.
Like
I didn't believe, but I believe now.
Now you believe. Yeah, because you take a place and you're like, okay, yeah, it looks fine. I don't know what you feel like something's missing, but you don't know what's quite missing. A rug ties it all together, but rugs are really expensive.
Yeah.
Like a big, whatever 10 by 4, 5, 600 rug.
Yeah,
it's really freaking expensive. Even if you go to IKEA or something, it's still $200.
Flea market, it's fucking expensive.
Well, flea markets are the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, because they're trying to sell you
handmade that shit.
Yeah, exactly. They're selling like vintage Persian rugs, which are like thousands of dollars.
Right.
But
and the lady's looking at you like, I fucking bled on this thing, man. You better pay me what it is. Don't haggle with me, man.
And you know what? If that's your style, like splurge on a rug. Like it's all about you and like what actually like reflects you as a person.
And sometimes they really tie the room together.
Yeah. They do tie a room together. It's just about what in your heart makes it tie the room together.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
For me,
it's color and texture. I don't really care if it was from vintage India in the 1800s. Like, I don't care about any of that.
But that is sick.
That is sick. I just don't have $5,000 to spend on a rug.
I got it.
Just to say like, oh, but did you know that it's vintage?
You could just say that about your IKEA rug and nobody would even be the wiser.
Well, the people that collect vintage things would be the wiser.
Or perhaps people that go to IKEA.
True.
I didn't think it through.
Yeah. Didn't think it through. For me, it's color and texture and obviously style. And Rugs USA, which is not sponsored, by the way, but I tell everybody about it because they sell big-ass rugs, good quality, for any style that you want, any size that you want. And it's so cheap. Like,
really?
We got this huge one in our bedroom. What size is that? I think it's 10. It's 10 by 13, I believe.
The whole room, yeah.
Yeah, it takes up the whole room. And that was $130.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was so cheap.
No wonder you're buying all those rugs. I was like, holy shit, how much are you spending on fucking rugs?
Exactly. Our living room rug is from them. We have another rug in our, like, little
shooting
area.
In 1 week, we had 4 rugs delivered. And I was like, gee, I don't even want to know.
Because
I don't even want to know.
How I do it is I like to buy everything for a room at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That way you know everything's cohesive.
It goes together.
Yeah, exactly.
But some people can't do this. So they got to go one at a time.
Yeah, so I'm going to help you. Let me go through this. So Rugs USA, I would go to for rugs. For decor, I would go to Home Goods. Hobby Lobby is a good one if you're on a budget. Or there's a lot of secondhand places popping up that people are having success with. Like Facebook Marketplace is kind of like the new Craigslist. But it's safer, I guess. I haven't used it yet. But my friend Jess Lazama, she just redecorated her whole living space.
It looks great.
And she got a bunch of West Elm items from this place called Offer Up. I think it's Offer Up. I can double check that later.
Yeah.
But
And what is that? It's like a website?
So it's a website or an app, I guess. And you can search for anything. You can filter. Like, so she filtered for just West Elm items because she really wanted West Elm, which, by the way, is a splurge. It's a pretty expensive place. I'll talk about it more later. But West Elm's kind of like trendy because they have like a lot of really high, like nice mid-century modern items, but like you have to pay a lot for them.
Yeah.
So this offer, a lot of people just buy like kind of knockoff West Elm items, but this place Offer Up, she was able to get a 6-month-old, so brand new basically, velvet sofa. For a West Elm velvet sofa that's brand new for $150.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Because
this rich chick
was just like, oh, I'm kind of over it. Like, she bought it 6 months ago and she's like, yeah, I'm over it. And it had barely been used at all. Like, just, I don't know how. She probably sat on it like 3 times.
Dude, our good buddy Richard Ryan, he got some dope, like $6,000 couches because a rich guy just wanted to get rid of them because his ex-wife and him were getting a divorce. And he's like, fuck these couches. She liked these couches. I never liked these couches. Like, you can have them for fucking nothing. Like, when Richard got there.
Those were comfy couches, too.
He was expecting to get $400 cash, the guy was.
Yeah.
And then Richard's like, hey, man, like, I'm not going to pay for these. Like, he tried that out on him. And the guy's like, sure, whatever. I don't give a fuck because my ex-wife loves them, so I'll take them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah. So secondhand, man.
You just never know.
There are rich people out there. They do exist.
Yep.
There's a lot of them, especially in Los Angeles.
Yep.
And if you don't live in a particularly like affluent city, there's probably a neighboring city that's very affluent. And you just put that in the filter and then you drive whatever 30 minutes to that city.
And shit they don't tell you about haggling. What my friend Richard performed there was a maneuver where it's like, the guy wants to get rid of the shit pretty quick because he's moving out. Richard shows up. he's the meal ticket going to actually move the shit away from the property.
Yeah.
And then Richard's like, hey, you know what? Looking at these, I think I'm good. Like, I'm going to go somewhere else and keep looking for couches. And the guy's like, hey, just take them. Like, just a little so negotiation
for free.
Technique. Exactly.
That's crazy.
And they were dope.
Yeah, they were, because if he said he spent $400, I would be like, that's a steal.
Exactly.
Because they were like huge couches, and then they were super comfortable.
And
yeah.
They look great.
I don't know where they were from, but yeah. So OfferUp, Marketplace. I'm sure there's more apps out there that like have the same kind of jam going on, but like those are two that I've personally heard stories and I've seen it for myself that you can get really nice stuff from there. Or if even that is too much, you can DIY a lot of things. So there's a lot of good tutorials now online. I like to watch a channel called Mr. Kate. She does a lot of cool stuff. And also the Sorry Girls, they're from Canada, and they say sorry a lot. But they have like really, really good, like if you want to create your own West Elm type of items, they have really good tutorials on that. I didn't have YouTube wasn't really exploding with tutorials in that department when I first was decorating my house, but now it is, and I love it.
And maybe if you're like me and you're like, man, I don't even know where to start, just like I went on Craigslist and I was looking up bars. This is like 10 years ago, and I found a bar on there for $80, and it was a full bar, like full, like had leather trim, beautiful wood on it and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was big old boy, heavy as shit. And I drove to like Arcadia with my buddy, and we shoved that thing on top of my truck and drove it. And that thing was like standing up like a flagpole from the top of my truck, bigger than fuck, casting a shadow across all four lanes. And I was in the fast lane.
They get it. It's big.
And it was so heavy that I was like, dude, if this thing falls, somebody's going to die. I was like, dude, we're just going to keep driving. If this thing like slips, we're just going to keep driving. We got it into my apartment.
Yeah.
Like barely fit through the front door and shit. We wiggled it in. And then like the next 3 days later, my apartment manager was like, hey man, what the fuck is this bar in your apartment? Because it took up the entire room.
How was that story in relation to this decorating thing?
So that started a new style because I had this gigantic centerpiece in the middle of my living room.
Yeah, okay, so that was
it was my splurge item. And then I started to buy cool bar shit. Like I bought this fucking bar leprechaun that said, and it said bar like next to him. And I got like a bunch of different.
So
like,
just anything that said bar.
Yeah, basically.
No matter what style it is.
But anything that looked like it belonged in a bar, I just bought and then hung on the wall or put it next to the bar. And it looked pretty good in there.
Like a little sports bar type of vibe going on.
It was cool. And every chick I brought over, and I was like, hey, what do you think of this? She's like, yeah, it's great. But I was always like, don't you think that, isn't this great? I was like, make you drink at the bar. And they never gave a fuck.
Yeah.
But I always thought it was so sick.
It would be sick if you had it like arranged in a style. Like in a style where like it looks like a hotel bar or something, like, you know?
Instead of looking like a dive bar, as my brother pointed out.
If it's
a
dive bar, then I'm like, oh, we could just go get a really cheap drink from a dive bar.
True. And all I had, by the way, was cheap fucking liquor because I had no money. So I was serving up fucking Sauza tequila and shit.
Oh my God.
And I'm going, hey, try some of that. And it's like, thank you. Nobody had a good time at my bar. The cheapest bar. The diviest dive.
That's a good story, honey.
Thank you. I should have called it the fucking diving board.
It's a good before story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I forgot that I did do the centerpiece thing.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
That was a good, it's like you kind of intuitively knew, but
crash
then
course.
You didn't know where to go from there.
I did not.
Yeah. That's okay. You learn.
I
would say moving on for like places to shop, I would go like the middle zone if you have like kind of a budget, but not, you're not like balling, but you're like, oh, I have some money that I want to spend on my place and make it look nice. I like Target, man.
Yeah.
Also Walmart actually had good stuff last year, and I haven't shopped there yet, but people were sending me pictures and stuff because I didn't even mention them in a video that I was talking about decorating. And they had like really good mid-century stuff. Target has this line called Project 64, which is like a throwback to when they opened, I guess. And there's a lot of mid-century modern style pieces. Oh. And they're like, I got this mirror from Target that I swear to God, the exact same mirror was in Anthropology for $300. I got it at Target for $25.
Was it a wiggly mirror?
No, it was the round mirror. It was a circle mirror that was kind of bronze, like a brassy bronzy.
I remember
like,
when I,
gold.
When I was doing
Like, it's in our living room.
I remember going to so many people's houses because they were all in the same like income level as me, like when I was doing improv, and everyone had that fucking IKEA wavy mirror.
Oh, I know. I know. That's what happens is that like people are all trying to decorate their place because they just moved out, and then like every 20-something is just has the stuff in IKEA, like just that.
Bottom of the barrel IKEA.
I did the same thing. When I first moved out, there were these IKEA square mirrors that were like, they were wooden frames or like little squares, and then there was like a mirror inside of them. So I bought like 10 or 15 of them.
I decorate those.
And they were like $1.50 each or something like that. It was so cheap. And I was like, oh, this looks dope. And then every person's house I went to, they had the same mirrors. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Got it.
Now everyone has the same fucking IKEA picture of LA.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
That's why I did not decorate our place with any IKEA artwork in this one. I mean, like, you can buy stuff from IKEA, but I would say, like, make it your own. Like, you know how you have the you know that stereotypical IKEA shelf with the cubes?
Of course.
Like, the squares. Everybody knows about those.
Could be part of their flag outside.
Yeah, but you could take those and you could have, like, nice wicker baskets that were probably, like a little, you could splurge on the wicker baskets that go in there. And you could make it look nicer.
Uh-huh.
Or you could put something over the top of it. You can paint it. You can do things that make those IKEA items not look like everyone else's
white shelf.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Apple Store shelves.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we have to throw together a set today.
Exactly.
That's what we got. They also have at Target the Magnolia line from Chip and Joanna Gaines, which is a little bit more expensive, but I mean, it's super cute. If you have a modern farmhouse style, like that's their brand.
Yeah.
And it's super cute. I just bought a shelf from there
yesterday. What do I do if I have a place but I don't like the decor right now, Nikki?
Well, I would first of all do the Marie Kondo thing and throw away everything, or not throw away, but like donate and somehow get rid of all the items that you don't really like. If you be honest with yourself that you don't really like where you look at a coffee table and you're like, well, this is a functional coffee table, but do I look at this and like it?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make me feel good that I have that in the middle of my room? Because if not, you should get rid of it.
Yeah.
And you can get something that's more your style that you'll actually like. So I would start there with getting rid of all the stuff that you don't like.
I think that helps a lot, yeah.
Yeah, because starting with a fresh slate is better than like trying to buy new stuff. Because think about buying new stuff, but there's still that old coffee table in the middle of the room. It throws off the whole vibe.
You gotta buy and replace.
No matter how cool all the other stuff is. Or, you know, find a way to cover it, you know, somehow, or paint it. Or like revamp it in a way that could be your style, or make it less standouty than it is currently. The other thing is, okay, so now let's say you got a bunch of shit. How do you arrange it? People are like, you know, where to put things in a room, or you think you know, because you think intuitively, I should put the sofas against the wall. You know, most people do that, but in some places that doesn't work, and it's better if you like have it facing each other. So looking, again, go back to reference pictures. I would say like that really helps. And then also, this is where I started getting into feng shui. And I'm not saying that everyone has to get into feng shui in order to learn how to arrange their house. There's tons of material on how to arrange furniture. But for me, the whole principle behind feng shui was how to get the energy, they call it qi, to flow through your house in a good way, like where everything just kind of flows.
Where you walk in the room, it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and like one of the principles of feng shui is making sure everything is clutter-free, so no clutter whatsoever, and making sure your house is clean, so no dust, because those two things really like take away from the energy. Like they really kill the energy. So the energy gets trapped is what they say in feng shui. So you notice when you clean a place, like when you clean your house, you clean your room, you put away all the clutter and you vacuum and you dust, how you have that like, feeling.
For sure, yeah.
Like it's totally a different vibe. It's a much better energy. Everybody feels that way. So there's something to that. Places that have good feng shui, you feel that all the time. You walk in and you're like, like you feel immediately relaxed and comfortable. And I noticed that when I started doing things according to feng shui, people always commented that. They were like, I always feel so comfortable in your house. And so there's a lot of different elements of feng shui, and it varies by feng shui designers that you talk to. But for me, the most helpful reference in this book, if you're a feng shui expert, I'm not a feng shui expert at all. This book just helped me. It's a way more basic method of doing feng shui, and it's more Western, I would say. But it's called Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life. move your stuff, change your life. It's the very basic feng shui principles, but that helped me arrange my furniture and arrange like where I put things. Like I just kind of had those in mind. And it also is based off the elements. So wood, fire, metal, water. So having those elements in your house, which actually made everything come to life because it's things like candles, fountains, plants, like those have the elements of fire, wood, water, those kind of things. I just noticed a huge difference in the like aliveness of mm-hmm. when you walk into a place and everything's kind of balanced in that way. So I thought that was really interesting. That like it'll help you arrange things. A little tips and tricks if you live in a small space and you have a sofa. Get a sofa that has the legs on it so you can see underneath the sofa.
Oh yeah.
So not the kind that sit directly on the floor. Those can, like, will make a room look smaller. If you can see underneath the sofa, it makes the room look a lot bigger. Also, pulling the sofa away from the wall just a little bit, even if just a couple inches, will actually make the room look a lot bigger.
Wow.
And you wouldn't think that. You'd think like, oh, if it goes more towards the center, wouldn't it make it look smaller? But it actually makes the whole room as a whole, like a big picture thing.
I noticed that with our TV stand, bigger. It has legs on it and it makes the room look bigger for some reason.
So does our blue sofa. We have a side sofa that
instead of just hitting the floor, legs. It like looks bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
For some reason.
You can kind of see the floor underneath it,
and
I guess.
You know how like when we first purchased our home, when we were first walking through it, you're like, oh, this is a tiny living room.
Yeah, for sure.
But when you walk in our living room, do you think of it as tiny now?
Not at all.
No. Not at all, right? Yeah. Because for some reason, like arranging furniture in a certain way, actually putting more furniture in the right way can make a room look bigger. Also, having big decor items. So not like a bunch of little figurines or little candles or whatever, having a few main big pieces decorating the room makes, for some reason, it makes everything look bigger. So if you notice in our living room, we just have like the furniture pieces, pillows, and then we have like a big like mirror tray on the coffee table, and there's like a candle on it and like some flowers sometimes.
Right.
That's it. And then like on the console, there's like a big crystal statue thing, because those bigger items make things look bigger.
It's crazy
having a bunch of little think, but the little things make it look cluttered so it makes it look smaller. It's weird. So that, keeping that in mind and like balancing stuff out that way. Also, not, you can work with the negative space. Not everything needs to be filled and not everything needs to be left alone. Like having a good balance between negative space and furniture pieces or items, like you're allowed to have.
What's negative space?
Like an empty space.
Okay.
Positioned right.
Yeah.
You know, instead of feeling like you have to fill every, imagine a wall, right?
Right.
Instead of feeling like you have to fill every part of the wall with pictures, like having just a one piece in the middle, doesn't that look great?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, like if you're picturing a million frames, which is like old people status, and then having versus having like one art thing, it makes the wall look bigger, it makes the room look larger.
Right.
And that's the same kind of concept of having bigger items to decorate with on your tables, but the negative space is what's making that look bigger.
Got it.
So having, but in order to have negative space, you have to have something there taking up space to create the negative space around it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So without, if you're like, oh, well, less pictures is better, I'll have no pictures, that doesn't help you either.
Got it.
Because it's not taking anyone's eye anywhere. It's not being like, they have no reference point to how large the room is now because there's nothing on the wall.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's, there's that. And then experiment with wall decor. You know, I personally like gallery walls. So I know I was talking about not having a million pictures on your wall, but having like, I'll have like maybe a wall, like most walls won't have a bunch of pictures, and then one wall will have like six pictures on it arranged like gallery style.
Yeah, I like that.
And I like
a great job with that.
It's place. That's like my version of an accent wall, is it has like my favorite art pieces that kind of go together. And again, think about your colors. So navies, grays, like those are what's on that. Those are the colors that are in the palette of those art pieces that are on that wall.
Yeah, you really, I think, to correct me if I'm wrong, but you kind of pick a bunch of the same color and then you have one with a different color to pop, like a red
or
something.
Yeah, like an accent color.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. I like that too. So I do that. Also, the wall shelf unit that we were talking about, That's kind of the shelf version of a gallery wall, I guess. Like a cool wall shelf with like some well-placed knickknacks. Like you were talking about your globe and your plane and stuff like that. Like an old school typewriter. I would have like a few of those items. Those are like the bigger items. And then I would have like maybe some of my favorite books like in a little bookend
or
thing.
Some of the books that you want people to think are your favorite books, but really you like trashy novels.
There you go.
Yep.
What your image is versus. Yep.
Have fucking, so, you know, The Crucible, you know, have the, the, what's that fucking movie with Leonardo DiCaprio that we saw? The Great Gatsby.
Oh, yeah. Gatsby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that would actually fit the theme of industrial. So maybe the books aren't books you read, but they're books that go with the theme.
There you go.
It could be
that's
too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And then you'd have like your pictures, and instead of having a mishmash of frames, you would have just like one type of frame. So all black, thin black frames, or all like gold frames, and you would have that. Or all black and white pictures.
Oh,
you know,
that's cool.
Things that are cohesive like that.
Cool.
All on the shelf. And because they're all on one shelf, it like people automatically are like, oh, these go together. They should go together.
I see.
Yeah. So you're in IKEA. Where do you start? I plan out one room at a time. You don't have to have all the rooms be the same style. Like, for example, ours isn't. But a lot of open floor plans kind of force you to have it the same style. So if you're in like more of an open floor plan, I would kind of make, if you can see into another room, both of those rooms should be the same style. Whereas like at our place, all the rooms are pretty separated. Like one's like upstairs, and then there's like you have to go through.
But our dining room goes with our living room.
But our dining room goes with our living room because they're both in the same type of area. Yeah, they're kind of connected, and you can see into the other room. So yeah, those two are kind of decorated similarly.
I like it.
So when I'm picking out stuff, I would pick out everything that goes in that one room, or the two rooms that are connecting, and then that way you can go one room at a time and see if you like it, and see like if that's something that you can pull off.
Very cool.
And practice with. Yeah. So, any other questions?
Yeah. So I want to get a race car bed, but my wife won't let me.
No.
Can I get a picture of a race car bed?
Yes, but if you put it in a frame that matches the theme.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay. I would also save for splurge items. I always like have your thing decorated. So decorate the whole room and then save for a splurge item. Right now, I'm saving for a stainless steel refrigerator because our kitchen doesn't.
With fucking water on the door and ice on the
where
door.
It makes water.
Yeah.
Because our kitchen looks dope. I love our kitchen.
Yeah, it looks great.
But the fridge that we had from our old apartment does not match at all.
No, bro.
Like it's a white fridge. It's just white. Everything else is stainless steel.
Or wood.
It does not match at all. So right now, that's my big splurge item. I consider anything above a couple $100 a splurge item.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. I hope that was helpful. I don't know if I missed anything.
It was. I'm going to decorate my office with your tips, but you're probably going to do most of the work, but
no,
I'm going
to
be there, too.
I would love to see you try it, and then I could guide you and help you if you have any questions.
Deal, square deal.
I like that.
We'll have to figure out a budget for me so I can be a good boy, and then we'll do it.
Yeah. I would mostly like to organize your closet.
Agreed. Fair.
It's like
agreed.
Pretty nuts in there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
That's the shit they don't tell you about decorating that I feel like I had to pick up by myself. Like nobody.
No, you, listen, you're passionate about this, so I love just sitting back and hearing you talk about this shit because it's really interesting.
Yeah. I'm so passionate about it because
I know.
I know what I want shows. And I get so frustrated when I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
I feel like we all do that. We look at rooms and we're like, I know I want this, but I don't know how
to
make it.
I like the copying method that you just gave me because I've been not knowing that I was doing that, but that's basically what I've been doing by going to Man Cave and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've just been like, oh, I kind of like all this shit.
Yeah.
Because now we've been in the place for a year and I'm like, dude, I haven't done my office yet. What the fuck? Like, I need to do it.
So. Like, I noticed if you save all those pictures in an album, right? And like, you'll notice like similar things in each picture. Like, for me, I noticed that a lot of the pictures I was saving had plants. And then I got obsessed with plants. A lot of them had the macrame hanging planters. And so I got obsessed with those. Like, it was just like, oh, there's items that are clearly this style that are in all of these pictures and seem to make the room come together.
Yeah, I'm going to go do this shit tonight because you gave me the bug. I appreciate
it. Yay, love it.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's that. Subscribe, rate us, final thoughts?
Follow me on Instagram. Because,
that's your final thought?
Yes, I need followers.
He needs
followers. Steve Green Comedy on Instagram. No, my final thought is whatever you're doing to decorate your environment, just make sure that it makes you feel good when you walk into it, because isn't that nice?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to do that, I highly suggest the book, Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life.
And if right now you're in a place and you're like, dang, whenever I walk in here, I don't feel good, like, then it's time to do something about that, bud.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. And then tomorrow you should say maybe tomorrow. And then the next day you should say, I'm going to do it tomorrow. And I think that'll work every time.
I would say stop impulse buying things that without knowing exactly what you want. Like if when you have a room and you have it the style that you like you'll see what's missing and then you'll only be looking for that thing. Don't just like randomly buy a coffee table. Unless you really like it.
You're like, this is sick. Unless it's a deal.
Yeah, you're like, this is my style and it would be way better than the cheap coffee table that I have at home. Then, I mean, yeah. But like stop buying like just a random nightstand from IKEA because like, oh, I should have a nightstand.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense.
That'll help you out and not waste your money.
That's awesome.
It's like buying Forever 21 clothes. Everybody does that because you're like, oh, I could buy so many clothes. Why would I, you know, splurge on something more expensive? But then you end up throwing it out like a couple months later
because
it like falls apart or you don't like it. Or the quality, you're just like, ugh. I don't know why this made me feel bad. I love you, Forever 21. Sponsor us.
No, exactly. Jesus. Okay, thanks, guys. Make sure to rate us on all the apps
things.
And subscribe to us on CastBox, on Apple, and all this other stuff because it helps out a lot. We appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.